传信息。
好久没有到圣盖伯来了。
Haven't been here for quite a while.
上次来是2009年。
Last year I came is 2009.
今天2010年了啊。
And this year is 2010 already.
时间过得太快了。
Time passes by quickly.
今年年初我去北加州两个教会。
And I just came back from Northern California. There are two churches.
所以北加州就讲这个题目：不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And I spoke on this topic that no longer according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
到了这里来念三个聚会，我们还是讲这个题目：不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And we hope to stay on the same topic for 3 weeks in a row, not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
这是我们属灵的生活。
And this is our spiritual living.
是我们神的儿女最重要的事。
And it's the most important matter for all children of God.
我们读几处圣经。
Now let's turn to the scriptures.
约翰福音十四章。
And the gospel according to John chapter 14.
十六节到二十节。
Verses 16 through 20.
弟兄姊妹翻到圣经和我一起来读。
And please follow together.
我们一起来读。
Together.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，同在。也要在你们里面，我不撇下你们为孤儿。你们这里来还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我在你们里面。我们读罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
一节到第四节
Verses 1 through 4
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了律法是肉体软弱有所不能行的神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体是随从圣灵的人身上我们读约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2
十五节到十七节
15 through 17
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了因为世界上的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲与今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的这世界和其上的情欲都要过去唯独遵循神旨意的是永远长存前面讲的爱父的心就不在他里面了应该翻作父的爱就不在他里面了
Here, if one loves the world, then the love of the Father will no longer stay in him.
我们读加拉太第五章。
Now, Galatians chapter 5.
十六节到十七节。
Verses
16
and
17. 我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争圣灵和情欲相争这两个是彼此相敌是你们不能做所愿意做的好我们读到这里六章 十五节到十七节。
Chapter 6:15-17.
守隔离，不守隔离都无关紧要，要紧的是新造的人，按照次理而行，愿平安怜悯加给他们，各省的以色列民。从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。我们需要认识圣灵。
And we want to know of the Holy Spirit.
在三位一体的神中间。
And in the triune God.
圣灵是最主观的神。
And the Holy Spirit is the most subjective God for us.
圣灵是经历的神。
It's a God whom relates to our experience.
圣灵是我们里面的神。
And it is the God that can dwell within us.
圣灵是我们的感觉的神。
And it's the God that we can feel and sense.
所以圣灵是最宝贵的神。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit is the most precious God.
若没有圣灵。
And if we do not have the Holy Spirit,
圣灵我们是一位客观的神。
And then God remains objective to all of us.
这是一个理论的神。
And it's only a God in theory.
而圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit has come,
我们才能够遇见神。
And then we may meet God.
我们才能经历神。
We may experience Him.
我们才能与神联合。
Then we can be one with the Lord.
所以圣灵是我们最宝贵的神。
And therefore we treasure this Holy Spirit.Spirit.
而约翰福音第十四章
And John chapter 14,
这是主末了的话
And the Lord has given his last word.
主耶稣在末了的时候正是对门徒们有说不尽的话
And before he departed from the disciples, he had many words for them.
十四章讲完到十五章十五章讲十六章
So after 14, he spoke 15 and then 16.
三章圣经没有讲尽了主的话
And, But even three chapters full of words was not completed.
所以十七章就最后有伟大的祷告。
And so the Lord has to complete it with the greatest prayer of them all.
为着全教会祷告。
And he prayed for the entire church.
为着我们每一位弟兄姊妹祷告。
And the Lord prayed for each one of his children.
今天教会生存到今天。
And today, as the church persists,
都靠着主的伟大的祷告过来。
And we know that the Lord is upholding all of us by His prayer.
所以在主末了的话里面。
And but in the last words of the Lord.
他讲了几件重要的事。
And He spoke of a few very important matters.
其中最重要一件事就是介绍圣灵。
And one of the most important things is the introduction of the Holy Spirit.
那个时候门徒们的光景非常艰难。
And at that time, the disciples was facing up to many difficult conditions.
犹太人到处要用石头打他们。
And for the Jews were chasing them and wanted to stone them.
罗马的官府要捉拿他们钉十字架。
And the Roman Empire was to arrest them.
而门徒们的光景非常软弱。
But then the disciples were rather weak.
他们就是靠着这位救主。
And all along they have been trusting in this Savior.
我在年轻的时候啊。
And when I was young,
很羡慕门徒啊。
And I desired to be one of those disciples.
我想跟随肉身的基督比跟随圣灵的基督要好多了。
And I really believe that to follow Christ in the flesh is much better than not.
嘱咐他们所有生活的责任。
And because the Lord will be responsible for all their needs in their daily life.
他们也没有走错路的问题。
And they would never go astray from the Lord.
跟着主走就行了。
All they needed is to follow Christ.
他们也不需要抵挡仇敌。
And they don't need to resist the enemy by their own strength.
主为他们抵挡所有仇敌。
And for the Lord will do it for them.
这个多好啊。
And how good is that?
今天我们跟随圣灵啊。
And today if we learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们真是不大容易啊。
And we always feel it is rather difficult.
跟随主也不容易。
To follow the Lord is hard.
抵挡仇敌也不容易。
And to resist the enemy is even harder.
要寻求要走的道路更不容易。
And to find and seek after the Lord's will is such a difficult task.
那是我年轻幼稚的时候的想法。
And that was the condition when I was rather naive and immature.
主耶稣在十四章他有伟大的一个介绍。
And, but then the Lord has done this great introduction in chapter 14.
介绍圣灵。
He introduced to us the Holy Spirit.
而在十四章介绍，十五章介绍，十六章再介绍。
And he continued this introduction in three chapters.
多重要啊！每一章都介绍圣灵。
And each chapter he further elaborate on the personality of the Holy
Spirit. 主要离开了。
And because the Lord was about to depart,
要永远离开的,
and he was to depart in flesh,
他们不能见, 再见主了,
and they could no longer see his face,
门徒们愁死了,
and the disciples was rather worried.
所以十四章第一句话叫你们心里不要忧愁,
and so therefore the Lord began with this saying, do not worry.
他们愁死了,
and because they are indeed worried.
主介绍圣灵来了,
and then because the Lord will introduce to them the Holy
Spirit, 圣灵来代替主了,
and the Holy Spirit will take the place of the Lord now.
到底这位圣灵是谁呢?
And who is this Holy Spirit?
那天门徒们实在听不懂啊。
And on that day, none of the disciples realized.
主耶稣，你们不再见我了。
And because the Lord said that you will no longer see me.
我去的地方你们不能去的。
And the place I go, you cannot go.
彼得是个假话最快的人。
And Peter reacted rather quickly.
彼得说，主要到哪里去啊？
And he asked, oh Lord, where will you go?
主说，今天你不能跟我去。
And the Lord replied, you cannot follow today.
将来你一定要跟我去。
But then, in the future, you will go for sure.
彼得一听就糊涂了。
And Peter was rather confused.
彼得在肉身里面嘛，当然不能去了。
And Peter could not follow in the flesh.
将来一定要去。
But then, one day he shall.
但是主要指彼得脱离肉身之后一定要跟到主荣耀里面。
And that refers to Peter has to leave his physical body to enter into glory.
你们信不信离开肉身之后到主那里去啊？
And do you believe that after you leave the body of flesh, you will be one with the Lord?
你们的声音都不大了。
Yes.
有没有把握？有没有信啊？
Do you have the assurance?
没有把握，今天不要信耶稣了，你们。
And without the assurance, then you are not a very firm believer.
今天你不能跟我去。
But then the Lord said, you cannot follow today.
将来一定要跟我去。
But in the future, you will come.
主，你们不能再见我了。
And the Lord said, you will no longer see me.
那下面主又说，我不撇下你们做孤儿。
And but then the Lord said, I do not leave you behind as often.
我还要到你们这里来。
And I will return back to you.
世人不能再看见我。
And for the world cannot see me.
你们却要看见我。
But you will see me.
我活着。
And as I live,
你们也要活着,
and you will live on.
听糊涂了,
and they were rather confused.
再过不多几日, 你们还要看见我,
and after a little while, you will see me again.
又说不能看见我了,
but then the Lord did say that you cannot
see me. 又要看见我,
and he said you will see me.
门徒们听都听不懂啊, 真是听糊涂了,
and the disciples were perplexed.
不能看见我,
and cannot see me.
主那天是个划时代的宣告了。
And because the Lord has given a proclamation, that separates eras.
肉身基督的时代要结束了。
For the days of his flesh shall end.
圣灵时代要开始了。
And the days of the Holy Spirit shall begin.
什么叫做圣灵的时代？
And what is the era of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵时代叫做复活基督。
And the Holy Spirit, the time of the Holy Spirit is the time for the resurrected Christ.
现在复活基督时代开始了。
Now the resurrected Christ shall begin.
复活基督的时代。
And this era of the resurrection.
就是圣灵的时代。
Is the time for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是复活的基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
再过不多几日。
And no, in a few days.
你们又要看见我。
And you will see me.
叫再见耶稣在圣灵里。
And that is to see Jesus again in the Holy Spirit.
所有信耶稣的人,
and all those who believe in Jesus,
都见过耶稣,
and they have seen Jesus.
有一天我在西雅图啊,
and one day I was in Seattle.
那个特别聚会啊, 怎么来个不信主的人还有不是身份呢?
And then there was a person who came into our midst, and we found out later he's not a believer. But he was a rather proud person.
几个弟兄围住他的，他就辩论呢。
And then he argued with the many brothers who circled around.
我刚好出去了，那下午我不没有聚会。
And in that afternoon, I did not have more meetings.
他一看 speaker 来了，哇，这个劲头更大了。
And then when he saw that the speaker has come, then he even had more questions.
你见过耶稣？
And he challenged that, "Have you seen Jesus?"
我说你这个问题真好。
And I said, "Good question you ask."
我真的见过耶稣。
Yes, I have seen Jesus.
他瞪大了看过，你几岁了？
And then he opened his eyes greatly and said, "How old are you now?"
再活多几岁也
肉身也看不见耶稣。
I tell you, even older person would not cannot see Jesus in the flesh.
主在地上2010年以前了。
And Lord Jesus was on earth 2,000 some years ago.
那我真的见过耶稣。
But I have truly seen Jesus.
我没有见过耶稣，我怎么信耶稣？
And if I have not seen Jesus, how do I believe in him?
我没有见过耶稣，怎么撇下一切跟随耶稣？
If I have not seen Jesus, how would I abandon all to follow Jesus?
正是给我挑战了呀。
And so he gave me a great challenge.
问我他一个问题，我回答他了。
And I replied his question.
第二个问题我回答他了。
And second question.
第三个问题我回答他了。
And I answered each one of them.
我想这个问题没有穷尽的。
And he has so many questions, one after another.
我信主之后没发过什么脾气。
And after I believe in Jesus, I did not break out in temper often.
那一天一个怒气在我里面升起来了。
But on that day, an anger arises.
我就不许再问。
And I say, you cannot ask more.
传道人这么凶，不许再问。
Oh, the preacher is so mean.
我你以为我开玩笑是不是？
And you think I'm only joking to you.
我撇下所有跟随耶稣。
And I have abandoned everything to follow Jesus.
耶稣都是假的。
If Jesus is false.
他骗了我一生。
And he had tricked me for my life.
耶稣若是真的，
and if, but if Jesus is real,
你失掉今生，
you have lost this life,
赔上永生，
and you have lost the eternal life as well.
我们祷告，
let us pray.
那些弟兄姊妹跟祷告的有力量，真是。
And on that day, everyone prayed with power.
我偷偷看他一下。
And then I took a peek at him.
他在流泪的。
And he started to shed tears.
祷告完了。
After he prayed,
那天大雪纷飞啊。
And on that day, it was snowing.
回房间睡觉了。
And I returned to my room.
到了半夜，弟兄们来找我了。
And in the middle of the night, the brothers come to look me up.
这个人不见了。
And then they say, oh, the person disappeared.
我你们回去睡觉了。
And I said, go back to your dorm to sleep.
他不会自杀的啦。
And he won't kill himself.
但是我心里还有点担心。
But then my heart was a little worried.
叫他们回去睡觉，我自己可睡不着觉了。
Then I could not sleep.
等到12点了。
And I waited.
有个弟兄来告诉我，你们找到他了。
Till midnight, until a brother told me that he was found.
一个大树底下，一个人坐在那里。
And he sat by himself under a big tree.
第二早上他来看我了。
And the next morning he came to look me up.
我听过好多道。
And he said, I have heard many messages.
不信。
I never believed.
昨天被你骂信了。
And yesterday, after you scolded me, I believed.
我说我从来不骂人。
And I said, I never scolded a person.
我跟你讲的是真实明白话。
And I only told you the truth.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵太奇妙了。
And the Holy Spirit is so marvelous.
哦，耶稣啊。
Oh, the Christ in resurrection.
我们今天不一定讲完我们的圣经哈。
And today, perhaps we won't be able to touch on, cover all the passages.
因为下主日还要听，再下主日还要来听嘛。
But if you keep coming back, you shall hear the whole thing.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
14章讲了5个特点。
And there are 5 characteristics.
第一件事。
The first thing.
中文版保惠师。
And the translation in Chinese speak of him as a helper.
英文翻安慰子。
But then the English translated as the comforter.
安慰子实在是个好名字啊。
And comforter is a great translation.
你们心里不要忧愁。
And do not be troubled in your heart.
你们信神也当信我。
And if believe in God, believe also in me.
他们愁死了。
And for they really were in a sorrow.
圣灵来了。
And until the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵成为安慰子。
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter within.
他们那么几年跟随耶稣啊。
And they follow Jesus for a few years.
耶稣奇妙的能力。
And there's this marvelous power of the Lord.
和他们没有关系。
It still only passes them by.
他们看见主彰显他的荣耀。
And they have seen many times the Lord manifested his glory.
这个荣耀和他们没有关系。
But then they could not share that glory.
他们看见主的无比的圣洁。
And they have seen how holy was the Lord.
这个圣洁和他们没有关系。
But his holiness has nothing to do with
the disciples. 他们看见主无穷的智慧。
And they saw the infinite wisdom of the Lord.
这个智慧和他们没有关系。
But then this wisdom has nothing to do with
the Lord.
灵来了
，until the Holy Spirit has come，
圣灵来了，主耶稣在里面了
，that Jesus Christ comes within，
这个奇妙的能力在他们里面了
，and this wondrous power now enters in，
这个无限的荣耀
，and now this infinite glory of the Lord，
不仅在他们里面
，and not only stays within them，
能充满他们每一个角落
，and but could fill their whole entire being，
主的圣洁成了他们的圣洁了
，and the holiness of the Lord become there。
主的智慧是为他们的智慧了
The wisdom of the Lord becomes the disciples
圣灵是为安慰子
And for the Holy Spirit is called the comforter
他们要不见耶稣了
And they will not see Jesus in the flesh
他们主耶稣过不多几日你们又要见我
And the Lord Jesus promised that in a few days you shall
see me again 五旬节圣灵降临了
And in the days of the Pentecost the Holy Spirit descends
他们都再见耶稣了
And all of them see Jesus again
再见耶稣在圣灵的里面
And as they see Jesus anew, they see Him in the Holy Spirit. Oh, this seeing is coming with the great power.
我们下两个月啊,
and in 2 months,
中国教会一个很大的领袖来访问我们啊。
And one of the greatest leaders from China will, church will come visit us.
会介绍到到神那边来的啊。
And I will bring him over.
圣灵太奇妙了。
And the Holy Spirit is so marvelous.
他们一个小地方啊。
And even though in a small place,
杭州市的萧山区啊。
And it's only one very small city.
聚会的人超过十万呢。
And they have more than 100,000 Christians in their meeting.
哇，那个开头的时候，我从前在上海的时候啊。
And in the beginning, actually when I was in Shanghai.
上海教会三个了不起的同工到萧山去。
And there were three outstanding Christians, co-workers went to Xiaoshan to start the ministry. And 60 some years have passed.
他们一个小地方十万人聚会啊。
And now in that small place, more than 100,000 people gathered.
太奇妙了。
And the Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit.
他们受逼迫。
And they also gone through persecution.
关禁了。
And many of them were locked up.
受刑罚。
And they were suffered a punishment.
什么力量叫他们站住啊?
And what was enabled them to endure?
圣灵奇妙的能力。
It was the power of the wondrous Holy Spirit.
叫他们彰显耶稣。
And so they could manifest Jesus Christ.
亲爱的，我们这叫安慰子。
And that is the comforter.
第二名字，中文翻的也有道理，叫保惠师。
And then the another translation is the helper.
我们这诗歌说圣灵依赖保惠。
And there's a hymn talked about the Holy Spirit has come.
主名应当赞美。
And as he helps, then we praise his name.
保惠师来了。
And for the helper has come.
保惠在我们日常生活里面都教导我们。
And this helper will help us in each of our daily lives.
训练我们。
And he will train us.
住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
他是安慰师。
And to be our comforter.
他是保惠师。
And to help us as well.
第三个特点。
And the third character.
永远与你们同在。
That he shall abide with you forever.
什么能够永远和你们同在啊?
And what is able to abide in you forever?
最近的关系，夫妻的关系。
And even the closest, most intimate relationship, husband and wife,
也不可能一天二十四小时都和你同在的。
And cannot stay with you 24 hours a day.
不要说其他的关系的。
And then we won't mention other relationship of men.
每一分钟都在里面。
But then the relationship with the Holy Spirit can abide forever.
每一秒钟都在里面。
Each minute, each second,
永远与你们同在。
And the Lord promised that He shall be with you forever.
第四个特点。
The fourth characteristic.
就是真理的圣灵。
And that is the spirit of truth.
真理也可以翻作实际。
Or the spirit of reality.
叫做实际的圣灵。
And that is the spirit in reality.
主耶稣一切所是的。
And all that is Jesus.
主一切所有的。
And all that Jesus has.
主一切所做的。
And everything that he did.
都在圣灵的里面。
Is now encompassed in Jesus Christ.
得到圣灵。
And if you obtain the Holy Spirit, then you have received Jesus all.
所以称为实际的圣灵。
And therefore the Holy Spirit is the spirit of reality.
圣灵何等丰富啊。
And what abundant spirit he is.
第五件特点。
The fifth characteristic.
恰在你们里面。
And he shall be in you.
主那句话开启了里面的时代了。
And this saying opens up the era of inner life.
旧约的时代是外面的时代。
And for the Old Testament, only can give this saying the outer life.
所以旧约就是软弱跟失败。
And so therefore, the Old Testament recorded so much failure and weakness.
新约的时代是里面的时代了。
But as we enter the New Testament era, it is the time for the inner life.
一切都在里面。
For all the good things is now found within.
我们在里面看见主。
And we may see Jesus within.
我们在里面遇见主。
We may meet Jesus within.
我们在里面跟随主。
We may follow Jesus within.
弟兄姊妹，里面时代开启了。
And for we are now in the time of inner life.
主要在你们里面。
And he shall be in you.
我活着。
And as I live.
你们也要活着。
You shall live also.
主那天讲的话太伟大了。
Oh, what a marvelous saying it is for all of us.
活
To live.
得活着
And to be alive.
完全不一样的事。
A little bit different.
今天我们实际上有知识的。
And today, many of us have this knowledge.
有的人生病啊生了不死不活变成植物人你们听见过没有
And some people who go through a, become in a coma and then went into a vegetation state.
植物人活不活啊
And then, is this person living or not? Alive or not?
活的。
Yes, he is alive.
活不活着啊?
But is he living?
他活的。
And he is alive.
眼睛不能看。
But his eyes cannot see.
耳朵不能听。
Ears cannot hear.
口不能说话。
And mouth cannot speak.
手脚不能动。
And none of his limbs can move.
是活的。
Yes, he seems to be alive.
不是活着的人。
But he is not living.
这叫做植物人，对不对？
And this is a person in vegetation state.
可神的儿女千万不要做植物人哈。
And so the children of the Lord should not be like that.
有些弟兄姊妹啊。
And some brothers and sisters.
你说他没有得救吗？他得救了。
And you say, oh, he's not saved, but he's saved.
你说得救吗？一点不像基督徒。
But if you say he's saved, but how come he's not like Christian?
有时候碰到个弟兄啊。
And one time I met this brother.
实在不像话。
And he is out of it.
他每个聚会都来的。
He show up in every meeting.
我弟兄啊，你以后不要叫信徒了。
And I say, brothers, you should not be called yourself a believer.
弟兄，这个太过分了。我信徒吗？还是信徒啊
？And he say, oh, brother, see, you exaggerated. I'm still a believer.
你不是信徒，你倒过来叫土信。
And I say, you're not a believer, but you believe in vain.
突然相信，突然相信了你。
And this is believe in vain.
信的跟不信一样。
And because there is no difference in his life.
活的。
Yes, Jesus
没有活着。
And he is alive, but he's not living.
主说我活着。
And the Lord Jesus said, as I live.
你们也要活着。
And you shall live in me.
活出主的能力来。
And to let us live out the power of the Lord.
活出主的荣耀来。
Let us live out his glory.
活出主的圣洁来。
Let us live out his holiness.
这个叫做活着。
And that is the people who are living.
加了第六点，要永远与我们同在。
And the sixth characteristic says that he shall be with us forever.
开启同在的时代了。
And it opened up the era for the abiding living.
主有没有与我们同在
？And is the Lord with you now?
有没有？有。好，我对我们神的儿女说的话哈。
And that is the children of the Lord will say.
我们知道神的同在，主的同在。
We know the Lord abides in us.
失掉主同在很清楚，对不对？我们都感觉的。
And if you have lost his presence, you know it. We can sense it.
主介绍保惠师了。
And as the Lord introduced you as the Comforter.
到罗马第八章了。
And until Romans chapter 8.
圣经有几章圣经啊？叫大章圣经。
And there are a few chapters in the Bible called the great chapters.
啊，我们的 great chapter 大章圣经。
And they are great chapters indeed for all believers.
罗马第八章绝对是个大章圣经。
And Romans chapter 8 is one of those great chapters.
是的，圣灵经历最伟大章圣经了。
And it speaks of the greatest experience of the Holy Spirit.
罗马八章说了十个圣灵的经历。
And Romans chapter 8 speak of tenfold experience in the Holy Spirit. And one who walked according to, not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit is only the beginning. After that, there are tenfold experience.
29节
的, and in verse 29,
他说到一个圣灵经历总的目的是什么?
And here it explains to us the ultimate purpose of all the experience of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面,工作在我们身上。
And all the inner abiding of the Holy Spirit and His working.
它有个总的目的的。
And it has a, it is all summed up in this one purpose.
谁说预先定下的人?
For the Bible said, he who predestined,
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样,
and he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son,
是把他的儿子的众子众多长子,
and so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
这个圣灵经历的总的目的,
and that is the ultimate purpose for the experience of the Holy Spirit.
效法这两个字,
and the word conformed.
中文翻得不算太好,
and the Chinese translation is not that good.
这个模型啊,
and, but it is to take pattern of.
模型是 model,
and to be a model of.
当作个动词来用,
and here the word is used as a verb.
把我们磨成他儿子的模样,
and we are supposedly to be conformed to the image of his son.
我们中国人懂得了,
and Chinese know these.
我们到了, 新春快来了, 对不对?
Chinese New Year about to come.
我不过新春了, 不新春日子快来了吧?
Yeah, next month.
快来了, 到新春的时候啊,
and in the Lunar New Year,
中国人吃很多的点心,
and the Chinese people like to eat a lot.
我是不过新春的, 我也没吃新春点心啊, 新春有很多点心, 对不对?
Yeah, most the custom people make a lot of food at the house.
中国人做那些点心啊,
and then all those dim sum that they make,
先有一个模型,
and the first they make a mold.
这个模型里面是条鱼,
and some people make it out of like a fish.
模型里面是个兔子,
or a rabbit.
然后把面粉放在里面,
and then they would make some dough and fit in it, and then after some hot press, and then they kind of form the animal shape, and then they put it in the oven, and then they just take it out, and what would come out of it,
是一条鱼的样子,
it would come out in the form of a fish,
是兔子的样子,
or form of a rabbit, depending on the mold.
这个模型的本身样子一不一样,
and is that the same as the mold?
就完全一样的,
it, yes, it is the same, exactly. So if you use that word as a verb, and the Bible says to be conformed in the image of his son, and Jesus Christ is the greatest mold of them all, and as we learn to abide in him, and as if when we place ourselves in him, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and passing through all kinds of environments, and that we may be pressed hard, and we may be hammered at times, and even going through the fire, and after we pass through our lifetime, and then some of us may we all become like Jesus, and that is the purpose of to be molded and conformed in the image of his son, and this is the greatest work and purpose of the Holy Spirit, and that is why we know this as our end goal, so that all of us can be like Jesus.
不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And but today we will begin in the beginning, walk according to the Holy Spirit.
现在解释什么是肉体。
But we must first explain something, why it is called the flesh.
明白了圣灵。
And then we talked about the Holy Spirit.
明白肉体。
And we know the flesh.
肉体这个字啊。
And the word flesh.
这是两面来用的。
And Bible uses it in two ways.
一面没有什么不好的意思。
And on one hand does not have any bad connotation about it. And because everybody in the bodily flesh, and you can use it well. And John 1:14, and the word became flesh, the tabernacles among men, and full of grace and truth. And that is a very good usage of the flesh. And the Lord, in order for him to be our Savior, and he had put on a bodily flesh and blood. And this is the good usage of the flesh. But and our flesh, our body, and then we all love our body, we care for it. And that's what Paul says.
保罗也说, 操练身体一处尚少。
But then Paul says that exercise of the body has a little benefit.
保罗没有走极端说不要操练身体，他要操练身体一处少一点。
And Paul did not say not to exercise our body.
操练敬虔、今生、来生都有益处了。
But then if you exercise your godliness, then you will be benefited this life and eternal life.
这是肉身的用法。
And that is the usage of the flesh.
今天我们讲不随从肉体是另外一个件事了。
But then today we emphasize not to walk according to the
flesh. 那是看不见那个肉身了。
It is talking about the flesh that we cannot see.
那是邪恶的肉身了。
And that is the evil flesh in human nature.
堕落的肉身了。
And that is a fallen flesh.
怎么会变成那个肉身呢？
And how can man become like that?
要从伊甸园最老的故事讲开始了。
And then we have to talk about the story from the Garden of Eden.
我们在儿童班就听这故事了。
And we often hear this in the children's program.
亚当夏娃。
And there was Adam and Eve.
神给他们一个命令。
And God commanded them.
两棵树在他们面前。
And that there are two trees in front of them.
一棵生命树。
One is called the tree
of life. 一个分别善恶的知识树。
And the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
生命树说到基督生命。
And the tree of life speaks of Jesus Christ's life.
分别善恶的知识树说到撒旦的生命。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil speaks of Satan's life.
神只说这个树分别善恶知识和果子不可吃。
And the Lord says, do not eat of that tree of the knowledge of
good and evil. 必定死。
And the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这是人的问题了。
But then human people have this problem.
我碰到有人问我，神不是大能的神吗？
And then some people ask me that isn't God the Almighty God?
神不让他们吃就完了。
Shouldn't God just stop them from eating?
把分别善恶知识树围起来，不许靠近就完了。
And why don't you just put a fence around the tree of knowledge and good and evil so no one can draw near?
我们的神不像你。
But I say, God is not like you.
尊贵的神。
And he is this majestic God.
伟大的神。
He is the great God.
他创造我们的时候。
And as he created us.
给我们一个意志。
And he has given us a will.
叫做自由的意志。
And that is called the free will.
这就是人为万物之灵最尊贵的受造啊。
And that is why the people is this, can be called the spirit above all.
神从来不勉强人。
And God never coerced.
神给人一个自由意志。
And God has given us the free will.
让人有节选的权利。
And so that we may choose.
让人有决定的权利。
And so that we may decide for ourselves.
可以吃。
And you can eat.
你可以不吃，对不对？
And you can choose.
但是神把这个结果告诉你了。
But then the Lord will tell you the end result.
吃的日子必定死。
And if you eat of it, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then on that day, Adam went.
吃了有这么严重吗？
Is that really that serious a consequence?
也是我亲人问过我的，那么吃了最多不听话就是了。
He's only, did not listen for once.
有这么严重吗？
Is that the consequence that serious?
这也是又分两面的。
And here there are also two aspects.
好像一个家里面呢。
And just like some person has a household.
大人出去了。
And the adult is about to leave.
告诉那个孩子。
And then he tell his children,
这一瓶是毒药,
this is a bottle of poison.
不可吃,
don't touch it.
吃的人是会死,
and you drink of it, then you will surely die.
如果大人回来了,
and then adult return.
他吃了,
and he ate of it.
吃了两件事情发生了,
and two matters happened.
第一件是不听话,
and the first matter is that he disobeyed the parents.
违背了父亲的命令,
and he had disobeyed his parents.
这些小事。
That is still rather a small thing.
父就罚他呀就完了。
And you know, if he disobey, some punishment will solve the problem.
也可以赦免他。
The father can also forgive him.
那就没事了。
And then nothing happened anymore.
另外一件事又严重了。
But then the second thing is more serious.
这瓶毒药他吃下去了怎么办？
And after he drank of the poison, what happened?
人吃了那个分别善恶之果子。
And when men eat of that tree of knowledge, good
and evil. 那一天开始，人才成为罪人。
And from that day on, he became a sinner.
我们刚才唱的诗歌很好啊。
And the hymn we sang was rather good.
我不过是个罪人蒙主恩啊。
And I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
这是我身份。
And this is me.
荣耀归给神。
And glory unto the Lord.
我不过是一个罪人，蒙主恩。
I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
这是我们永远的身份。
And this is forever our position before the Lord.
但是要加句话哈。
But then we should add this saying.
光说罪人我们都完了。
And if we only say sinner, then we end.
我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But I am a sinner saved by grace.
我是个罪人，蒙主恩了。
Oh, I am saved by grace.
虽然还是罪人。
Yes, even though sinners still.
罪人靠着主越近。
But as we draw near to the Lord,
罪人的感觉越重。
Then we sense that we are indeed sinner.
我这是我的身份。
And because this is me.
我在地上没什么身份可以夸的。
Then there's no other position I may be in.
只夸主的恩典。
And I can only boast of the Lord's grace.
我是个罪人蒙主恩了。
And I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
因为亚当吃了果子。
On that day when Adam ate of that fruit,
严重到什么地步啊？
And what serious consequence was that?
必须要等到神的儿子来道成肉身。
And it's so serious that the Son of God must come in the bodily flesh.
为我受死。
In order to die for me.
为我复活。
In order to resurrect for me.
为我升到天上。
And in order to ascend on high for me.
为我承受圣灵无限量。
For me, he must receive the Holy Spirit without measure.
然后把圣灵降下。
Then he can send down the Holy Spirit for me.
圣灵来住在我们的。
In order to dwell within me.
那今天圣灵工开始在开始了。
Then the Holy Spirit can work in us.
一直要工作主的再来。
And the Holy Spirit shall continue to work until the day he returns.
再来的时候工作完成了。
And on his, the day he returns, then all the works will be done.
这是肉身的开始，这个讲究哈。
And this is why the significance of the flesh.
今天讲的肉体很可怕。
And today, this fallen flesh is evil.
肉体各种各样的表现。
And it will manifest all kinds of evil.
我从前碰到个弟兄。
And a few, some time ago, I met this brother.
他生气了。
And when he was mad.
他生气怎么样？
And what happened?
不吵不闹。
He won't say a word.
不讲话。
He won't utter, he won't murmur either.
一个人闹肉体不讲话，叫人很难受。
And when he is acting up, he won't say a word.
我没有讲话总可以了吧？
And he would argue that, oh, I'm not even saying a word.
我不讲话
还怎么
样呢？
I'm not saying anything. What else do you want from me?
你讲话的时候，
I said, when you speak,
肉体半斤，
and you have a half a pound of flesh.
今天你不讲话，
and today you are not speaking.
肉体八两，
and you have 8 ounces of flesh also.
一模一样的。
It's just the same way.
他在坐着不讲话，就是很难受的。
But when he sit there, he say nothing.
这叫做肉体啊。
And that is the flesh you can see.
肉体不一定嘛，发脾气了、闹事情了，叫做肉体啊。
And the flesh, when it acts up, does not mean that it's rather rowdy.
各种各样的表现。
It just manifests through all kinds of ways.
约翰一书讲的最好了。
And First John speak of it well.
肉体不外乎三件事。
He said the flesh is rather these two things.
肉体的情欲。
And the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eye.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
我们小的时候玩过玩具叫万花筒，你们懂不懂啊？
And we have played a call something called kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope? Lego? A kaleidoscope.
什么万花筒啊？
What is this kaleidoscope?
其实很简单的。
The principle of it is rather
simple. 里面只有几块石头啊。
It is some color stone inside.
把它摇一摇。
And when you shake in that prism,
出来一个花样。
And then it will change.
再摇一摇。
The pattern.
它变另一个花样了。
And then when you shake it, it changes another pattern.
变化无穷啊。
And as if there are countless ways of manifestation. And if you open it up, it's only a few.
这个叫做万花筒，对不对？
And that is a kaleidoscope.
我们的肉体就像个万花筒啊。
And our body with flesh is just like that.
里边打开的就三件事：肉体情欲、眼目情欲、今生骄傲。
And if you open it up inside, the flesh is just lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
我们弹琴的姊妹啊。
And then there's this brother who played the piano.
从低的哆到高的哆都八个音啊。
And then he played the first哆 and then the next octave, the higher哆。
编织出来没有穷尽的乐谱来，对不对？
And they could make the music that without ends, all different.
就是八个音啊。
They only have this 8 notes.
他不会弹出九个音来啊。
Nobody has found the
9 notes. 我们肉体就这么三件事。
And, but then our bodily flesh has these three things.
那亚当夏娃在伊甸园。
On that day, Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden.
夏娃闯了祸了。
And then Eve had made some trouble.
看见这个树上果子的好吃。
And she looked at it and well, it's good for food.
肉体情欲发动了。
And the lust of the flesh acted up.
好看，欲里的眼目。
Oh, it's pleasing to the sight as well.
眼目的情欲发动了。
And the lust of the eyes acted up.
吃的可以得到智慧的像神。
And then if you eat of it, then you can have a wisdom that is like God.
今生的骄傲发动了。
And then the pride of life is acted up.
一直到今天。
Until today.
全世界人的罪。
Every man is like that.
都变成这个三件事情里面。
And they are all constituted by these three things.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
今天我们神的儿女信了主啊。
And today when we believe in the Son of God.
我们复杂了。
We become complicated.
世人就一个生命啊。
But then the life of the world is but this one life.
我们有两个生命啊。
And within us, we have these two lives.
一个主的生命，一个是仇敌的生命。
And one is the life of the Lord, one is the life of the enemy.
天天早晨好像亚当夏娃这两棵树面前一样的。
And every morning, every one of us like is just like Adam and Eve coming before these two trees.
我要跟随肉体呢。
And am I going to follow the flesh?
我还是要跟随圣灵呢。
Or I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit?
每一个时间都一样的。
And every moment from then on is the same.
每一个事情，每一个环境都一样的。
And every matter, every choice you make is the same.
跟随肉体呢？
Are you going to be walking according to the flesh?
跟随圣灵呢？
Or to walk after the Holy Spirit?
我们要拣选了。
And you must choose.
因为神给我们一个 free will.
And because the Lord has given you a free will.
所以得胜的人才会受奖赏，对不对？
And so therefore, those who are victorious may be rewarded.
在于我们了。
And then it depends on our choice today.
到了加拉太第五章。
Until Galatians 5.
圣灵的欲，肉体的欲给圣灵相争。
And the lust of the flesh is a warring with the spirit.
两个欲在里面相争。
For there are two desires in the two lives.
这个是很可怕的一个字。
And the word desire is a very dreadful matter.
没有人没有欲的。
And there is not a person is found without desire.
不一定是个不好的字。
But then the word desire, it may not be bad.
啊，一个医生。
And there is a doctor.
来看个病人。
And when he visits a patient.
常常问一句话。
Oftentimes he asks this.
食欲怎么样？
And what is your appetite?
你没问过啊。
Desire for food.
胃口怎么样啊？
And how is your appetite these days? Oh, I don't have much appetite. I don't have a desire for food.
那不正常。
Then it's not normal.
医生给他吃药。
And then he must be taking some medicine.
让他的食欲好起来，对不对？
In order to increase his appetite.
让他的胃口好起来。
And that he wants to eat again.
一个人饿了要吃。
And for a person to be hungry, he must eat.
这个犯不犯罪？
Does that transgress against the law?
不犯罪。
No, it doesn't.
偷吃可不可以？
And if you stealthily eat, is that
贪吃可不可以？
Can you greedily eat?
偏食可不可以？
And can you selectively eat?
食是欲。
And all this comes from the desire.
也不一定坏的。
But then basic desires may not be bad.
偷吃、贪吃、偏吃就不可以了。
But then other kind of eating is not that good.
于是我去一个地方啊。
And one time I visited a place.
一个白种人的教会。
And there's a white man's church.
那个领袖，那个白人呢，他已经过到主那里去了。
And there was this leader in that church, and he's now with the Lord already.
他家里两个女儿，有儿子有女儿。
And he has a son and a daughter in his house.
我们坐下来了。
And we sat down.
他忽然对着小雨说：“过来，坐我旁边。”
And suddenly he said, "Come sit down to his daughter."
那我带去这个同工是我的同工是中国人呢。
And I brought a Chinese co-worker with me.
这个话太多了，他也是借主了。
And then he spoke too much, and he now also with the Lord.
为什么叫他坐在你旁边啊？
And he asked, "Why do you want your daughter to sit next to you?" And I was saying, "You know, you don't have to do these things. You only select certain foods.
吃的爱吃的，不吃的不爱吃的。
And you only eat that is what you like, but not what is good."
那我的同工正多嘴。
But then my co-worker just said too much.
谁造成他这个习惯的啊？
And who had made this habit for him?
他妈妈。
And then he had to answer his mother.
这个做母亲的很尴尬了，真是。
And then the mother was rather embarrassed.
因为这个女儿就坐在母亲旁边了。
And because the daughter was sitting next to the mother, and then she was told to sit with the father. And she did not like vegetables. And the father commanded, "Today you can only eat vegetables. You cannot select whatever you like to eat." And then it's just that choice.
是这个欲望。
The desire is a
是不是对，对不对？
It's not a sin.
不吃不对了。
And if one does not have desire to eat, it's no good.
还有什么吃？
爱吃都多了呀，
不
是偏食贪吃
的，那
都不对了，爱吃也不对了。
Gluttonous eating is no good。
爱吃不一定太不对了，爱吃，爱吃就是食欲很好了。
And those who love to eat because they have good appetite。
所以他讲各样的这个欲啊。
And so there are all kinds of desires。
他有一个叫做增进。
And then there's another word called compete or strive.
增进这个是美国人听起来一点不是坏字啊。
And the desire is not a bad word.
美国成为世界最强的国家。
To compete is not a bad word in the United States.
这个靠着人民有竞争性啊。
And they like to always increase the competitiveness of the citizens.
大家向上。
And everybody will try to
be better. 大家努力去
得到
世界东西。
And to obtain the things of the world.
大家竞争。
And they have to increase their competitiveness.
那这个人才有盼望啊。
And in order to have hope in this world,
国家才会强起来啊。
And so the nation can be strong.
若是我的儿子女儿，他们没有竞争性了，他最不出息的人了，对不对？
And so if my children are not very competitive,
这里说肉体的欲
strive to be better, but then there is this desire of the flesh. One of the desires of the flesh is to compete.
教会里面出来竞争了，可不得了。
But if that competitiveness happened in the church, then it's no good.
教会要崩溃了。
And then the church will be self-defeated.
教会可以分裂了。
And then it will cause division.
愤恨闹怒都跟着竞争来的。
And then all the wrath and anger and murmur comes from that competitiveness.
我要跑到最后了。
And this is the end.
保罗到加拉太书了。
And Paul speaks of in the Galatians.
这第五章我已经讲了第五章肉体的欲和圣灵的欲相争了。
And then the chapter 5 speaks of this strife between the Holy Spirit and the flesh. And then chapter 6 it ends in Galatians this way.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Neither is important circumcision or uncircumcision.
要紧的做新造的人。
But a new creation.
照次理而行的。
And for those who will walk by the rule,
怜悯平安嫁给神的子民百姓
peace and mercy be upon them,
和所有以色列民
and upon the Israel of God,
人都不要搅扰我
and from now on let no one just
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记
for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
写加拉太书的目的就是因为受割礼不受割礼的争辩
and the purpose of Paul to write Galatians because there was this argument about circumcision or not.
耶路撒冷领袖一直给保罗争辩。
And then the leaders in Jerusalem kept arguing with Paul.
保罗是外邦人的使徒。
But Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
这么多外邦人信主了。
And many Gentiles believe in Christ because of
Paul's ministry. 保罗就不让他们受割礼。
And Paul would not let them be circumcised.
耶路撒冷说一定要叫他们受割礼。
And the church in Jerusalem would say that they must be circumcised.
大家争辩。
And so therefore, this great argument.
这个缘故，保罗写加拉太书。
And for this purpose, Paul explained in Galatians.
保罗说受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
And Paul explained that it is neither important circumcision nor uncircumcision.
要紧的做新造的人。
But it's important to be a new creation.
什么叫做新造的人啊
？And what is this new creation?
新造对面是旧造。
And the opposite side, the new creation is the old creation.
旧造跟新造怎么分别啊
？And how do you discern the two?
这关系。很难拿得清楚，讲得清楚的。
And it takes a lot of message to explain it.
今天这个看这个世界都是旧造，对不对
？But today the world you're looking at is the old creation.
我这个人信主了。
And when I believe in Jesus,
我的身体是旧造新造啊。
And is my body the old creation or the new
creation? 你的身体是旧造新造。
Is your body old or new?
不讲话了。啊？旧造哈，你身体新造那就不一提了呀。
Your body remains to be old creation. If your body is ready, you
will
be ready today.
所以会病啊，会难过啊，对不对
？Therefore, your body will go through sickness and sometimes trouble.
我们的魂是旧造新造啊
？Is your
啊
your soul old creation or new creation?
旧造好，旧造。
It's old creation too.
在领后第五章啊。
In 2 Corinthians 5.
保罗说在活在基督里的人。
And all those in Christ possess.
就是新造的人
，They become new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
For the old things has passed, and behold, all things are made new.
加拉太书第六章说
，In Galatians 6 says,
我们做新造的人
，And we are to be a new creation.
就是新造的人，做新造的人差别太大了。
And to be a new creation, and to act out as a new creation are different things.
是新造的人。
And those who are
神的儿女都在基督里都是新造的人
And every child of God in Christ Jesus is a new creation.
但就不做新造的人呢?
But then, what is, how about your acts?
很多人就是新造的人, 他就不做新造的人呢?
And then they are, but they don't live out, live by the new creation. They still live out their old creation.
活出天然生命,
and they live by the natural life.
所以保罗说, 受割礼不受割礼,
and Paul emphasized it is not important to be circumcised or not.
要紧的做新造的人,
but the important thing is to be a new creation.
我们是新造的人,
yes, we are a new creation.
要做新造的人啊,
and we want to act as a new creation.
人都不要搅扰我,
and let no one bother me.
这不是弟兄姊妹不要来找我, 烦死了, 不是这个意思啊,
that is not to say no one come visit me or talk to me.
弟兄姊妹都不找保罗了, 保罗失败了,
and if no one look up Paul, then Paul cannot. Nothing to do.
我在家里有问题就弟兄姊妹不来找我的。
My problem at home is that no one looked me up.
你们都不来找我, 我失业了。
And if no one talked to me, then I lost my job.
我完了。
I'm done.
这个不是说弟兄姊妹不要来找他的意思啊。
That is not explaining like that.
不要给我搞这个问题嘛,受割礼啊,不受割礼啊,人都不要搅扰我。
The Paul says, do not just keep on arguing with me about this question.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For now, I carry the brand marks of Jesus on me.
保罗这句话太伟大了。
This is a great saying by a servant of God.
这是个印哈。
And this is a brand mark.
西尔的印。
A seal.
打了个印。
If someone had put a seal on
it, 那个印的上面的样式土样,
and that the seal, the pattern on the on the stand is same as the seal
一样不一样?
Itself,
都一模一样, 差一点不行的哈,
isn't it the same?
这说到形象,
and that speaks of an image.
形象, 另外一面,
on the other side,
这本书上有我的印,
and this book has my seal.
就宣告一件事,
and that declares this one thing,
这本书是我的,
that this book belongs to me.
有谁的印就是谁的,
and whatever, whoever sealed on it, it belongs to whom.
这个宣告主权,
that speaks of the sovereign.
印记说明两件事,
so therefore the seal speaks of two things.
耶稣的印记,
and the brand marks of Jesus.
像主的形象,
speaks of one who has the image of Jesus. It also belongs to the Lordship of Christ.
这个印记是活的印记,
and for this is a living seal.
一生在我的身上做工,
and it will continue to work in my life.
要我像主的形象,
that I may be like him.
属主的主权,
that I may belong to him.
这懂得印记的意思了吧?
Now we shall understand what is the meaning
of this.
And the Bible said, let no one bothers me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记,
for I carry in my flesh the brand marks of Jesus.
这六章最重要的话了,
and this is the most important saying.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要,
and it is not important to have circumcision or not.
要紧的做新造的人,
it is important to be a new creation.
我身上带着耶稣的印记,
for I bear the brand marks of Jesus on me.
活着像耶稣,
and to live like Jesus.
我们下次再讲, 不跟随肉体, 只跟随圣灵,
this time we'll continue on the subject, not walking according to the flesh, but the Spirit. Hymn 233.